Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. The San Diego Foundation's Opening the Outdoors program recently announced over $450,000 in grants for 13 programs working to increase access to the outdoors for thousands of young people and local residents, as well as improving 17,000 acres of natural land and 4 miles of trails across our region. Today, my very special guests are Lydia Van Note. She's the Director of Environmental Initiatives for the San Diego Foundation, and Lacey Cannon, Executive Director of Indigenous Regeneration, one of the grant recipients. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let's start by having you explain to me what made the San Diego Foundation decide to launch your Opening the Outdoors program.
Thank you, Miriam. That's an excellent question. The Opening the Outdoors program really came after we looked at a report, a study that we released that showed that there's 49% of green space in the San Diego County. But what more importantly, though, what we found is a significant amount of populations don't have access to this green space. So what you'll find is locations around the county that are very park wealthy, and then you'll also find areas that are park poor. So our aim is to actually use this program and partner with our donors, our local donors, and our partners in the community, and help engage youth and families to seek access to the healing powers or the beautiful outdoor space in San Diego.
Yeah, that's so important. I know we were chatting before we came on the air, and even as a news editor, when we've taken some of our inner city interns out into the rural areas, the mountains, the deserts, it's pretty amazing just to see what a reaction they have and what an impact it makes for them to look out and sometimes see the Milky Way for the first time or pine trees. So it sounds like a great program that you're doing. Tell me when the Opening the Outdoors program started and about how much money has been granted through the years to how many different organizations.
So the program was started in 2010. And we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in engaging our communities and supporting nonprofit organizations that are helping to connect our communities and our youth and families to green spaces, to the outdoors, to the beach, to all the beautiful space that we have here in this region.
Wonderful.
Let's talk about how it benefits not just the individuals, the kids, but also the communities and the impact on climate change.
You know, first and foremost, I come in proud to work on this program, mainly because I understand personally the healing power of having a connection to the outdoors, whether it's standing in the sun, sitting under a tree, or putting my feet in the sand and letting the waves wash over them. That gives us a connection to our community and to our world. So when I think about addressing climate change, it can be overwhelming. However, if I continue to have these connections with my world, with my community, this gives me an inspiration. This gives me the motivation to continue to fight and protect not only humanity, but also the world that we live in.
Yeah, I think it also helps when we have more and more people exposed to nature, and then they develop an appreciation for it. And then presumably there would be more support for things like planting trees and reducing our carbon footprint. But certainly there's a lot we can do right here in our own community. Now, you mentioned health benefits, and there's some new studies actually showing the healing power of nature. And in fact, more and more doctors are now beginning to prescribe that patients who are stressed get outdoors and enjoy nature.
That's an excellent comment. Yes, we have seen more and more doctors literally prescribing to go outside and go for a hike or, you know, just sit out in your backyard and listen to the birds. To me, though, is I don't think that we really need doctors to tell us that. I think if we all just take a moment and think about how we feel when we're sitting outside and appreciating that feeling that we have and understanding that not everybody has that access, I think that we will all come to the conclusion that we want to continue to support all communities to be able to have access to all of the beautiful land and species that we have here in the region.
Yeah, San Diego, a lot of people don't know, but it's one of the most biodiverse regions around. I believe it's the most biodiverse county in America, I've heard.
That is what I've heard, too.
A wildlife biologist actually told me that recently, so that's a pretty impressive
statistic. Another thing is the economic aspects. So often when we talk about whether a piece of land should be saved, preserved in its natural state, or developed, you know, there's arguments for the economic development side of it. But I know in places like Costa Rica, for example, they've been restoring the rainforest and building an economy based around ecotourism. But I saw something in your presentation notes that indicated there are some economic benefits right here in San Diego County also to these programs that you're supporting.
Absolutely. As you know, you live in the region. We all very much value the diversity and the spaces that we have available to us. We also have a very large tourist industry that comes and enjoys this beautiful land and this beautiful space with us. And even down to the micro level, what we can also even see is that when you have parks or green spaces located in neighborhoods, not only are people happier and healthier because they're outside, but they also see an additional increase in the value of their homes.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, with the press for more housing, but not wanting them built out in the remote areas where they're bulldozing the land and then building freeways to get to them. If the inner city neighborhoods have parks and things, then it makes it a more desirable place where people would want to live and raise their children, I would think. Lacey, can you tell us about Indigenous Regeneration and what your organization is all about?
Yes, thank you. Indigenous Regeneration was formed by a group of activists, musicians, and tribal members from the San Diego community. We formed to support our Native communities with resources and to create environmental impacts on our reservations to really help each tribe become truly sovereign and less government dependent.
Wonderful. And a lot of people don't know we have more Native American tribes in San Diego County, too, than any other county in America.
This is true.
Yeah, 18 or 19. Tell us about the specific grant funding that you got from San Diego Foundation through their Opening the Outdoors program and how that money will be used to benefit the tribal members.
Thank you. Yes, we've been so blessed by the San Diego Foundation to be in our second year of funding on some of our projects on the San Pascual Indian Reservation. Our main project is a 6-acre educational campus that teaches on food, medicine, and eco-building. And the funding from the San Diego Foundation has gone to support our programming that allows for youth from multiple reservations to come spend time in the outdoors with us while they learn about all of these systems within our ecosystem in San Diego.
That's great to hear. Now, I understand you have some other projects going. Tell us about your food forest.
We do. We have an 11-acre Kumeyaay food forest that we'll be installing this fall. It's on the San Pascual Indian Reservation by our cultural department, and we're reforesting 11 acres with edible plants that not only allow the area to be more fire-resistant, but they also provide walking trails with educational signs that allows our community to freely forage there.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing project. We could use that everywhere, I think.
Yes, one of our facets of what we do is we teach eco-building. So this is where we focus on housing alternatives for our reservations, of using natural materials that we can source from our reservations that have a lower impact on the environment and a lower cost point to be able to produce the homes. So we teach this technology and are opening a campus in partnership with some local colleges to create an accredited 2-year program in environmental building science. Our second year students will be providing housing on reservations through the learning process and hands-on site work.
Very impressive. Now, you've mentioned that these programs currently are all at the San Pascual Indian Reservation. Do you have plans to eventually expand that and bring it to more of the tribal lands here in San Diego County?
Absolutely. On multiple levels, we currently do and plan to expand. We currently serve 9 tribes through the Indian Health Council Consortium, as well as all tribes in San Diego. So we have participants come from all reservations to our location. But long term, we would love to work with each tribe to create a matayum or a gathering space where we can travel around and share these technologies from tribe to tribe.
I'd love to come visit up there sometime and take a tour and take a look at what you're doing.
Please do. We always need help pulling weeds.
Okay. Lydia, what are some of the other programs that you've funded through the Opening the Outdoors program at San Diego Foundation?
We've funded a series of programs. I think my favorite one has been a program that is called Urban Surf for Kids. And basically, it supports programs that take children who have never been to the beach or don't have easy access to the beach and brings them and teaches them how to surf.
What a kick. You know, I went along years ago on a similar program. where they took a bunch of Kumeyaay kids, many of whom had never seen the beach before. They took them to the aquarium at Scripps and then gave them surfing lessons. And it was really something to see the joy on their faces.
Who in this room knows that the La Jolla Shores is the creation story birthplace of the Kumeyaay Nation? Kumeyaay means people of the bluffs.
Fascinating.
Pretty much near college campus sits on the village site and the preserve there on the shore. And the Scripps Oceanography is the original village of the Kumeyaay.
Wow.
I think one of the most powerful things that I saw is it really teaches children to overcome an anxiety that they have or to really feel how to become a leader. And being scared about getting on a surfboard and jumping on a wave and having somebody there to support them in that action, I think really teaches them that they have support within their community and they can grow as a leader in the future.
Now let's talk about some of the programs you're doing that will have an impact right here in East County. For instance, I understand you funded San Diego River Park Foundation for a project in El Cajon. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The San Diego River Park Foundation is a great project. The grant that we supported through the Opening the Outdoors program at the San Diego Foundation was to help decrease barriers to nature for the immigrant and refugee population there in El Cajon. What this actually does is really supports communities going into nature and feeling support from their community and having access to their community as well.
So I see this is going to include a multilingual map of the Forester Creek watershed, which is great. So it'll be what, Spanish and Arabic?
Absolutely, yes. There's going to be multiple languages that I'll interpret and then also educate everyone, the visitors, on the importance of that watershed. Learning about watersheds and the importance of water and how water flows through our region is very important to most San Diegans, but also as we continue to see the effects of climate change within our region, water and water is going to be more important and the management of our water systems are going to become more and more important.
Absolutely. I'm just going to read off a few of the other names here of some of these, and if people want to learn more, I'm sure they can go to your website and read about it, but you're doing something with the San Diego Canyonlands. What's that all about?
So the San Diego Canyonlands is one of the programs that they run with the support of the Opening the Outdoors program is to help build trails that allow access into special lands that are also preserved.
And then there's a Nature Collective with the Escondido Union School District helping kids engage with the outdoors up there through a summer camp and teen mentorship program. There's San Diego Children in Nature. That's a collaborative program with some of the public libraries.
Thank you. Yes, I think you're highlighting a perfect theme and that we really, a goal of the program is to really ensure that we are engaging all of our community, particularly the communities that are disenfranchised or are not necessarily represented. And so really to engage those communities, help them have access to the beautiful resources that we have in the region.
That's great. And we don't have time to go through them all right now, but there's certainly some in the South Bay, in North County, others here in East County, Choyas Creek, which is Lemon Grove area?
Correct. Okay. Choyas Creek is actually a very large watershed. You can even come up to Lemon Grove. Yes, all of those programs are really multifaceted, but very focused on making sure that we are protecting and cleaning our watersheds, but also ensuring that our youth and our families have access, all youth and all families have access to these beautiful spaces.
Excellent. Now, besides your Opening the Outdoors program, Lydia, what are some of the other ways that the San Diego Foundation is out there supporting nonprofit groups and strengthening our community?
So the environmental initiative of the San Diego Foundation started well over a decade ago, and it has grown significantly throughout the last decade. And there's two major program areas, and one is climate change focused, and the other one is Opening the Outdoors program. So the climate change initiatives focus on trying to find solutions, local solutions to addressing climate change. And we've talked a lot about Opening the Outdoors, but we also spend, within that program, we focus on engaging our public and beautifying and creating access to our beautiful spaces around the region.
Lacey, speaking of climate change, I understand that the tribes are involved in a very ambitious tree planting program, which really shows what we can all do at a local or a community level, beyond whatever is happening at the national or international level. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you. We're really excited about a lot of projects that we're currently taking part in. A lot of the funding from the San Diego Foundation has helped us fund our projects to be able to leverage them for bigger and broader projects with our youth. One we're really excited about right now is a project with Shutescot Martinez to plant 1 trillion trees in 10 years.
Wow.
So part of helping with that in looking at carbon sequestration for San Diego County is planting with drones. And so we're actually launching out a program right now. We're starting on the San Pascual Reservation on 533 acres. But we're rolling out at this year's EPA Tribal Conference that serves 48 tribes in the Southwest region. And we're recruiting tribes to participate in a res forestation project where we'll be engaging their youth in drone training and reforestation planning of each reservation. We'll be shooting out of the drones native plants that are also edible and fire resistant for San Diego County.
That is amazing. Wow. Hopefully that's an idea that'll catch on some other places.
Yes, we're hoping actually that all tribes in the United States will join the program and that we'll be able to reforest each reservation, making a big dent in the 1 trillion trees and also partaking in a lot of carbon sequestration and having a large environmental impact in the country.
Super. And who knows how far that could go? Other communities outside of the Native American reservations or maybe our national forests or state forests could someday do the same thing.
Absolutely. Our hope is that by doing it on tribal lands, it will really push the counties to be able to go in and also make agreements to do that within our cities and our counties and our pretty much the entire country. And we would love to see that the U.S. Forest Service possibly could adopt the drone planting technologies for after wildfires to get the native plants plugged in right away.
Yeah, who knows, maybe someday we'll see the idea that started here happening all over the world.
Do you have goals on what you might be focusing on next with the next round of grants coming up?
That's an excellent question. We're really looking at this point in time, trying to find other opportunities on the national level to bring in more funds to partner with our donors here locally to help address watershed issues, water issues, and help move the local leadership into a focus on resiliency when dealing with the effects of climate change.
Very good. If people listening out there want to support your efforts, get involved, volunteer, maybe be a donor, how can they get in touch and learn more information about the San Diego Foundation and your Opening the Outdoors program?
Thank you. I think the best first step is to go to sdfoundation.org, and you can find the Climate and Opening the Outdoors programs there. And you can also find my contact information, and I would love to help anyone learn more about these programs.
Very good. And Lacey, how about the Indigenous Regeneration organization that you have? Where can people get more information on that?
Thank you. Yes, you can visit our website at indigenousregeneration.org. We also have an active Facebook and Instagram page.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we have been speaking today with Lydia Van Note. She's the Director of Environmental Initiatives for the San Diego Foundation, and Lacey Cannon, Executive Director of Indigenous Regeneration, one of the grant recipients through the San Diego Foundation's Opening the Outdoors program. I'm going to give each of you the final word today. Let's start with you, Lacey. What else would you like people to know about the Indigenous Regeneration program and the people that you serve?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to take a shift from our organization and just say that we would love for everyone to know that we really appreciate the work that the San Diego Foundation does to open up the outdoors to underserved communities. And as someone who is married into the Kumeyaay Nation for 15 years, and I have children that are Kumeyaay and a husband who is Kumeyaay, their origin story is at the La Jolla shores, and so access to the beach is very important to us. So we appreciate any of these programs that work in with the water as well. We believe that this is our origin place, so that our roots began here and that it was 14,000 years ago, if not longer, that the Kumeyaay Nation came out of the water here.
Lydia, I'll let you have the final word. Tell us what else you would like our listeners to know about the San Diego Foundation.
Well, I think I just want to thank Lacey for joining me today and telling their story. There's so many more stories of people and communities in our broader region that need support and should have support in order to access these lands, but also to be a part of our overall community. And I just want to thank you for joining me.
I'd like to thank both of you for taking the time to join us here today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.